This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
QNN Community Network News. I'm Jed Gilbert.
And I'm Tanya Lewis. Reports of gay cure therapy have emerged from the Buckman & Associates Christian Clinic in Minnesota after a counsellor was secretly filmed using the controversial treatment. The footage obtained by the ABC clearly shows John Becker of the gay group Truth Wins Out posing as a gay man and being advised by the clinic's therapist that it is possible to be free from homosexuality.
So the truth is, God has designed our eyes to be attracted to the woman's body.
Sure.
To be attracted to, you know, everything.
It's unambiguous. The goal was to change me from homosexual to heterosexual.
Reports of the therapy first emerged in 2005, but were denied by Mr. Buckman, who has run the clinic for 30 years and has previously made homophobic remarks.
The wife of Mr. Buckman, Michelle Buckman, is a US Republican presidential hopeful, and she has said gays are part of Satan. A speech from 2004 has surfaced where she was campaigning against marriage equality and said gay people have sexual dysfunction and identity disorder.
I am not here bashing people who are homosexuals, who are lesbians, who are bisexual, who are transgender. We need to have profound compassion. It's a very sad life.
Buckman is seriously out of step with every major psychological and medical institution in the Western world. Nevertheless, she continued to assert that people are gay because of abuse.
Almost all, if not all, individuals who have gone into the lifestyle have been abused at one time in their life. I wish this whole room was filled with the gay community because we reach our hand out in love.
Certainly, gay people around the world are now listening as Buckman has strong support from the conservative Tea Party movement.
Lady Gaga arrived in Australia for her concert last week and has already been made an honorary citizen of Sydney to celebrate her support of gay rights. Gaga appeared on A Current Affair and urged the country to contact the Prime Minister in support of gay marriage, saying, quote, I am so against the way certain laws and restrictions send messages that one person is better than another.
First, the sister of former PM Kevin Rudd accused those campaigning for marriage equality of using Nazi tactics. Now, the Australian Christian lobby has backed the claims. Laurie Rudd said campaigners for marriage equality were acting as a gay Gestapo, the Nazi secret police, by feeding propaganda to politicians. Both appeared unaware of the offence they would cause, with the Nazi regime having killed tens of thousands of homosexuals simply because they were gay.
In the American National Football League, Eagles player DeSean Jackson is in hot water after he aimed a gay slur at a satellite radio show caller last week. When the caller asked Jackson an odd question about injuring his crotch, Jackson jokingly replied,
"What type of question is that? Say no homo, you gay ass faggot."
There have already been two similar incidents this year with high-profile athletes using gay slurs, most notably basketballer Kobe Bryant, who was fined heavily for offending a referee.
Briefly in other news, a stalwart of the Melbourne nightclub scene, the Exchange Hotel, which closed earlier this year, will reopen under a new owner. The new owner is calling it D&M and says it'll stay as a gay venue but will also welcome the straight community. And the new Democratic Governor of California, Jerry Brown, has signed into law a bill that will require public schools to teach students about the contributions of lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender Americans. Governor Brown said, quote, "History should be honest."
To QNN Sport. This year's Gay Sports Day in London will take place in the Vauxhall Spring Gardens on August 29. The Community Day is for athletes and those who like to dress up and cheer in support of them, with all proceeds going to the gay charity GMFA. And Queer Rowing Club, the Melbourne Argonauts, are celebrating their 10th anniversary next month by holding a special gala event dinner at their home on Albert Park Lake. Argonauts patron and High Court Judge Michael Kirby will give a speech and name a boat as part of the celebrations.
Any gay-related events or news happening in your community? Let us know. Email us at qnn@joy.org.au. That's QNN for this week. I'm Jed Gilbert.
And I'm Tanya Lewis. We'll have more for you next time on Community Network News.
This has been a news and current affairs program from the studios of Joy in Melbourne. For more gay and lesbian content, please go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.